أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة أنزلناها وفرضناها وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات لعلكم تذكرون. الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين. الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركا والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم 80 جلدة فاجلدوهم 80 جلدة ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا وأولئك هم الفاسقون. إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم.
Of course, brothers who want to look in the Quran and you want to try and follow them, the copies of the English translation, they are there. It will be easier for you maybe if you want to follow the English translation. Maybe from tomorrow, inshallah, we try and take a copy of the Quran and we follow the English translation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The name of this surah is Suratul Nur, the chapter of light. This surah is known to be a Madani surah, a Madani chapter. In the terminology of tafsir, you get two type of chapters in the Quran Kareem. A Makki chapter and a Madani chapter. Often, when you read the Quran Kareem, you will see in the beginning of certain chapters, it is written Makkiyatun. That it is a Makki chapter. Or at times, you would see that it is written Madaniyatun, as we see here in Suratul Nur, Suratul Nur Madaniyatun. In the terminology of tafsir, a Makki chapter, a Makki surah is that surah, that chapter that was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. And a Madani chapter is that chapter that was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. Suratul Nur is known to be a Madani surah. A surah that was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after he had migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. In Surah An-Nur, Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala discusses 10 major issues. Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala discusses firstly the issue of fornication and with that the issue of adultery. These are the two issues first Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala discussed. He says to us, الزانيه والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلده. A female fornicator, a male fornicator, lash each one of them 100 lashes. And from the ahadith, we understand that if a person is a married person, an adulterer, then he should be stoned to death. The third issue Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala discusses in Surah An-Nur is making false accusations against people. One has to accuse another person for committing adultery or fornication. So Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about that. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ 80 جَلْدًا. So those people who accuse chaste women and they cannot produce 4 witnesses to that, then lash them 100 lashes. The fourth issue Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala discusses is the false allegation that was made against our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُزْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. That those people who carried the burden, we have a small group of people among you. We then go to the fifth issue where Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala warns us of an attitude which is almost present in every community in society, and that is that do not hear a one-side story and come to a conclusion. Be fair in your judgment, be balanced in your judgment, do not hear one-side story and jump to conclusions. Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala says, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. When you heard this accusation, when you heard this false rumors going around, why didn't you say that this is just an accusation? Where's the proof? Where's the substantiation? The sixth issue Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala discusses in Surah An-Nur is our etiquette in going into other people's houses. At what time can you go? How you should go? What are the etiquettes in going into next person's house? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Then Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala discusses another common problem which very few are safe from, and that is throwing lustful glances on the opposite gender. This is true in the case of the male for a female, and it is true in the case of a female for a male. A male looking at a female and a female looking at a male with throwing lustful glances. And another important issue which serves to be the solution for all the problems that takes a person away from chastity, from modesty, from anything that will lead him to fornication, adultery, is marriage. وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. Get your unmarried males and females, children, get them married. And that would serve to be a solution for all the problems. These are the major issues that Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala discusses in Surah An-Nur. It is clear from this that everywhere in the world today. Whether it's in the north of the world, whether it's in the south of the world. It could be in the Americas, or it could be in the Africa. It could be in the west, it could be the east. It could be in the Middle East, or it could be in the Far East. Everywhere in the world, each one of these problems that have been discussed in Surah An-Nur, I experience in the world. And that's in fornication. Today, with all the things that we are exposed to, TV, internet, media, print media and electronic media, our cell phones and what is found in the cell phones, the things that we are exposed to leads us to adultery and fornication. It leads us through lustful glances to pollute and contaminate our minds. How we think, what's our philosophy, what's our ideology, what's our next move. We are exposed to all these kind of things. And it is this adultery and fornication that then leads up to so many other problems. Unwanted pregnancies, teenage pregnancies, abortions, illicit relationships, intermingling of sexes, all that is the consequences of adultery and fornication. Likewise, the attitude of a one-side story. You can look at it in a traditional way, you look at it in a conventional way. Whether it is a one-sided story emanating from our families, a one-sided story that emanates from the community and society, or a one-sided story that emanates from politics, a one-sided story that emanates from the media, print media and electronic media, and what the media writes in, that all is also experienced in the world today. And that is again what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala discusses in Surah An-Nur. And what is the solution and what is the problem for that? It is very, very important for us, first and foremost, that we do acknowledge that we are experiencing these problems. If we go in a state of denial and we say that we don't experience these problems, then you'll never get the solution for these problems. The first step for the reformation of the community and society is acknowledgement. And with that acknowledgement, there is a need for us to bear the pain of the solution as well. One person, he liked the picture of a lion. So he wanted the tattoo of the lion to come on his body. So he went to a tattooer and he told the tattooer that put a lion on my body. Because he's so brave, he liked all the qualities of a lion. So the tattooer started taking the needle and started poking him. First he drew it, and when he started poking him to inject the chemical in it, so he asked him, what are you doing? So, well, I'm poking you. So, but what part are you making of the lion? See the tail. Okay, leave the tail out. He said, okay, do somewhere else. Then he started with the leg. The person started jumping again. So the person asked him, what are you doing now? He said, no, I'm injecting to put the chemical for the leg of the lion. So now give that out too. He said that, okay, start with the face. When he started injecting to put the chemical for the face, so a person said, what are you doing now? So I'm trying to put the face of the lion. So now leave that out also. So a person thought, so what kind of lion is this going to be? There's not going to be tail, there's not going to be legs, there's not going to be head. That is our condition today. On one side, we may acknowledge our problems, but we are not prepared to face the solutions for our problems. It is very, very important. First and foremost, we need to acknowledge, we need to accept that we are indeed facing these problems. And secondly, we need to also acknowledge that the solutions are those which come from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in our Quran al-Kareem, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنِ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It does not behove a believing male if there must be homo-believing female, then when Allah and the Rasul issue a decree, then you have a choice in the matter. As believers, we submit. Submission, subjugation is our thought, our philosophy, and our ideology. Whatever is told to us from the side of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we simply submit. If our solution lies in what Allah and the Rasul tells us, then we have to simply implement it. We cannot say, it doesn't suit us, fine, it pains, so we don't want it. One verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, exemplifying what is Iman and what is the spirit of Iman. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَدَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. In any dispute, when the decree of Allah is given, then a mu'min must submit to it. He cannot say that I don't like it, or it's not suitable for me, or it is difficult for me. The first step for our reformation of our community, of our society, of the ummah at large, or the entire world, lies in acknowledgement and also lies in the fact that the solution comes from Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's also very important for us to acknowledge that we live in an environment where we get affected. When it is cold, we all feel cold. It's a consequence of the environment. When it is hot, we all feel hot. Again, it's a consequence of the environment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودِ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ فَأَبَوَاهُ يَهُوِّذَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَفْسِرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. When a child is born, the child is born pure, clean. When a child is born, the child is not an adulterer. The child is not a fornicator. The child has got all the bad, evil habits which are mentioned. The child is pure and completely clean. It is the environment that affects the child. If the parents are Christian, the parent will Christianize the child. The child becomes like the parents because the child is living with the parents. If the parents are Yahud, then the child becomes a Yahudi like the parents. If the parents are fire worshippers, it will make the child just like that. So it is the environment that affects a person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the example of a good companion is like that person who is selling musk, fragrance. When a person sells fragrance, it's either he may just give it to you, or he may sell it to you, or at least you'll get the good smell coming from him. And the example of a bad companion is like that person is practicing being a blacksmith, working with fire, working with steel. You stay in his company, your clothes will get burnt, or your clothes won't get burnt, and the smell that will come will affect you. Rasulullah SAW mentioned, Al-Mar'u ala deeni khalili. A person is on the path of his friend. How, what his friend thinks, what he conducts himself, what his philosophy that has impact on his friend because of the environment he is in. Many of us living in the West, we have to acknowledge that there is a certain environment around us that is not conducive and not compatible with the Islamic philosophy and ideology. How an Islamic environment supposed to be? We should not get the state of denial and try to defend the environment that we are living in. We cannot say that this is how people live in the West, so we have to overlook it and we have to tolerate it. If we are going to go and defend that, then we will never achieve what Surah An-Nur is trying to convey to us. It is very important for us to acknowledge, to believe, and then go against the wave in order for us to be reformed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gave an example of people traveling in a ship, some of them on the upper deck, some of them on the lower deck. The people at the bottom are asking the people at the top for water, the people at the top refuse. So they decided that they will dig a hole at the bottom and let water come in. The people at the top, if they're simply going to keep quiet, Then the water will drown the people at the bottom, will drown the people at the top. So the people at the top have to go and do something about it. So they also would get affected with environment. So it's very important for us to acknowledge that we are living in an environment, and at the same time we have to do something very positive, something constructive for us to change that environment, and or at least to change our own self, so that we at least can live an Islamic life, a life in an environment that is conducive and palatable to Islamic values, Islamic principles. Surah An-Nur commences with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, Allah who is Rahman, Allah He is Rahim. Allah is most gracious and Allah is most merciful. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the very first verse that was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before the first five verses of Iqra'a bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, was Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi, a famous commentator of the Quran Kareem, he says that every heavenly book that came down, the Torah that came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Injil that came to Isa alayhi salam, Zabur that came to Dawood alayhi salam, Sahiba that came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, including the Quran Kareem, every heavenly book commenced with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And in essence, it's a message from the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that Allah is Rahman and Allah is Rahim. Whilst we do believe that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Shadidul Azab, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is severe in punishment, we do believe that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Qahhar, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Jabbar, but at the same time, Quran Kareem commences with these two qualities of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that Allah is Rahman and Rahim, to give us hope that we will be the recipients of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And that is what the Quran will convey to us. When we listen to the Quran, we understand the Quran, we implement what the Quran tells us, then we'll be enveloped and wrapped up in the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells to us, Surah anzalnaha wa faradnaha. This is a surah. This is a chapter. The words of which we have revealed. We have revealed the words. Every word that is here in Surah An-Nur, the actual word is revealed from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is the words emanating from the Mubarak mouth of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And wa faradnaha, and the laws and the decrees are in it, are also from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. From this we understand that the Quran Kareem is a combination of two things. One is the alfaz and one is the ma'an. One is the words of the Quran and one are the meanings and the purport that is coming out from these words. Both of them comprise and make up the Quran Kareem. The Quran Kareem is not only the words of the Quran, and neither the Quran Kareem is only the meanings of the Quran. The Quran Kareem comprises of both. And where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is taking the responsibility of preserving the Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun, we have sent down the Quran, we will preserve the Quran. Allah takes the responsibility for both of them. He preserved the words of the Quran, and Allah will preserve the purport and the meaning of the Quran as well. He looks after the words of the Quran through the huffaz, it is in the hearts. And he looks after the meanings of the Quran, the correct purport of the Quran through the ulama. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported and mentioned, Ibrahim ibn Abdul Rahman Uzari, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, the hadith is Mishkat in Kitab al-Ilm, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ مِنْ كُلِّ خَلَفٍ عَبُولُهُ يَنْفُونَ عَنْهُ تَحْرِيفَ الْغَالِيبِ وَإِمْتِحَانَ الْمُبْتِدِينَ وَتَعْوِيلَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Or كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that this knowledge of the Quran, it has been carried in every generation by just people, by honest people, by truthful people. they will be given three responsibilities. Those people that are extremists and give an extreme view of the Sharia, of the Quran, of the Ahadith, these ulama will come and maintain a balance in that. Second, anybody that misinterpret the Quran, misinterpret the Sharia, give wrong attribution to the Quran and the Hadith, these ulama will come and put in proper perspective and give the proper purport of the Quran and the Hadith. And the third is, وَتَأْوِيلَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Anybody that gives wrong interpretations of the Quran, wrong interpretation of the Hadith, then these honest, just people, the ulama, they will come and correct it. It is in this way that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala preserves the words of the Quran and the meanings of the Quran. So Allah Ta'ala says, Suratun anzalnaha wa faradnaha. This is a surah of light that would serve to be a solution for all the darknesses. If you adhere to this solution that are here, then it will be indeed Surah An-Nur. It will be a chapter of light which we have the words of which we have revealed and the meanings of which we have also decreed. وَأَنزَلْنَا فِيهَا آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And we have revealed in the surah, in this chapter, clear signs, express and explicit signs for the reformation of your community and your society, for the entire ummah, so that you may seek advice through the contents that are in Surah An-Nur. We make dua that Allah Tabaraka give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand the message of the Quran, to listen to it with our heart and our mind, with the concentration that it demands, and with the love that it demands, and with the practicality it also demands. And if we show that respect to the Quran Kareem, then inshallah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala would put the love of the Quran in our heart and make it easy for us also to implement the orders and injunctions that are contained in the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, we'll continue with this at the next session. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.